We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
I kind of like the idea following up the Final Four in March Madness with spring football would be kind of neat.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
A lot of people feeling like the Cowboys could not only compete but could win the Big 12 football title this year. The next time your mom or your dad rag on you for playing video games, you could say, no, wait a minute. Look, this guy took off of work. He skipped work to play video games, and now he's the CEO of a company.
Big 12 This Week is presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Well, hello and welcome again. Glad you are with me. Some great news for Texas Longhorn fans. The Eyes of Texas will continue as the alma mater. That was part of a letter that was sent out to fans and alumni by Interim President Jay Hartzell. And sent a lengthy letter that talked about a more diverse and welcoming campus. And I won't read through all of it. It just starts with saying, during this past month, I've listened to and spoken with scores of students about how the University of Texas at Austin can promote diversity, inclusion, and equity and fully support our Black students. And then it went through a list of things. But as it pertains to sports and athletics, I wanted to dive into that just a little bit. They're doing many things on campus. But in terms of athletics, they're going to erect a statue for Julius Whittier, the Longhorns' first Black football letterman at Memorial Stadium. And I myself had to listen. I've been working with the Big 12 now almost a year, and I've dabbled with them over the years, but really digging into this show, and so I wanted to learn the history of Mr. Whittier, and came across a great feature that was on the Longhorn Network, and it's now posted on the Texas Longhorns YouTube page, and I hope they don't mind me playing this, but. Really kind of interesting. So let's just take a couple minutes and hear this.
In 1969, Texas beat Arkansas in the game of the century. When President Nixon named the Longhorns national champs, they became the latest all-white team to win a title. Julius Whittier made sure they were the last. Whittier made his debut in 1970, becoming the first African-American to play for Texas in a varsity game. That was 7 years after Texas decided to allow black students to play sports, and 4 years after Jerry Levias integrated the Southwest Conference at SMU. Whittier lettered in 1970 as a backup offensive lineman, helping Texas repeat as national champs. The San Antonio native became a starter in his final two seasons, lining up as a tackle as a junior and a tight end as a senior. His coach, Daryl Royal, introduced him to President Lyndon Baines Johnson, who recommended Whittier earn a master's degree from the School of Public Affairs. He did, and followed it with a law degree from UT, eventually becoming a successful trial lawyer in Dallas. Whittier told the New York Times in 2005, "I was a jock, plain and simple. I didn't care about civil rights or making a mark. I just wanted to play big-time football." Regardless of his motivation, Whittier's impact is undeniable. Before Earl Campbell won the Heisman in 1977, he watched Roosevelt Leaks become the Longhorns' first black All-American. Before Leaks signed with Texas, he visited campus. His host was Julius Whittier. At a university that prides itself on changing the world, Whittier brought needed change to the university.
Yeah, it's a great feature. Really nice. The part that stood out to me was his quote in the New York Times, "I didn't care about civil rights or making a mark." 15 years later, after that quote, he has made his mark. And he will be rightfully honored by the University of Texas. That's great. And they're going to rename Joe Gemeil Field at the stadium at the suggestion of the Gemeil family. And this is important, too. It will honor the two great Texas Heisman Trophy winners, Earl Campbell and Ricky Williams. Both had a tremendous amount of respect for this man. And the family and Joe had a tremendous amount of respect for those two players. There's a funny story. I think it was during... they were honoring Ricky for his Heisman. And Gemeil was up at the podium at the microphone and talked about propaganda that centered around Austin, and it was to keep it weird. And I think he said something about Ricky. Ricky Williams was doing his part to keep it weird. And I got a huge laugh out of the crowd, and Ricky, too. He loved going over to Jamail's house. He loved listening to his stories. And Earl Campbell, I had a lot of respect for him, and I'm sure he enjoyed the stories, but... I've seen, though, that he loved the shrimp. He always went over there for shrimp dinner. I think that shows for the Gemeil family to say, yeah, let's do this. That's outstanding. So that's one of the other changes. And then, of course, as I mentioned here at the start of the show, the alma mater is back. Oh, we're going to do it. All right. Well, hold on. Let's build up to this then. My producers are on top of it today. All right. So Hartzell had written, "Own, acknowledge, and teach about all aspects of the origins of the Eyes of Texas as we continue to sing it moving forward with a redefined vision that unites our community." He goes on to say, "The Eyes of Texas in its current form will continue to be our alma mater. Aspects of its origin, whether previously widely known or unknown, have created a riff in how the song is understood and celebrated, and that must be fixed." So the Eyes of Texas will stay at athletic events. And a nice letter from Jay Hartzell, the interim president at Texas. What else do we have coming? Oh, yeah, I got a special guest. How about Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby? He'll be on the show later. He was asked a few days ago if the Big 12 planned to announce soon the likelihood of conference football games only. And this was from Randy Peterson at the Des Moines Register. He asked the question, and Commissioner Bob Bowlsby responded with one word: no. So we'll see if his stance has changed at all, and we'll talk about some other stuff, too. We'll also getting started into this Madden tournament, the Big 12's Summer Challenge for Madden 20, presented by Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Great first night, the second night taking place. Now, these are the finals at the university, and then they move this weekend. The 10 winners and then 6 wild cards, they move to this weekend and then break it down for the whole kit and caboodle, the whole shebang. Reveal Suits, a proud sponsor of Big 12 this week. They can customize any lining for your personalized suit. Add your school or business logo. And perhaps you're starting to get out in front of clients. Now would be the time to freshen up the wardrobe. Maybe you've even gotten yourself in shape. Me, I went the exact opposite. I went exact opposite here during the COVID shutdown. I put on, I could probably use Reveal Suits, and I would have to take the 35 customized measurements that they offer to get a better fit, because what I have in my closet now does not fit. Now, I'm going to assume you did the better and that you got yourself in shape. You had a little more time to work out. I will not consider you to be a slouch like myself. But yeah, I mean, they can personalize your suit, and the measurements, they offer many, many different styles and looks, and it's going to be a great custom fit instead of going to the store and just buying something off the rack. And it would look great with your school logo on the inside. I got to tell you, I think the gray with the Kansas State purple, that would be a sharp way to go. You might want to check that out. Go to revealsuits.com. And of course, they're still offering their COVID-19 assistance. You can get the disposable face masks from as low as 80 cents per mask. And those N95, I've been calling them N95. I guess the official is KN95, protective masks, for as low as $280. So revealsuits.com for your COVID-19, your PPE needs, and of course for your business needs. Look sharp. Get back in the game with Reveal Suits. We've got more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit revealsuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Want to thank our great radio affiliates across the footprint of the Big 12 that carry our show. And if you miss it, I'm one of our affiliates. Check it out on Thursday nights, 5 Eastern, on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM, channel 375. All right, so we had the big letter that went out to fans of Texas. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard addressed Cyclone Nation yesterday. I won't read this whole letter either, but he writes, "Dear Cyclone fans," and I think this is important for any Big 12 school because I think it kind of explains where the athletic directors are thinking. Now, obviously, this is coming from Pollard, and I'll ask a little bit more about Commissioner Bob Bowlesby. I'll get into this a little bit with him, but Pollard said, "Dear Cyclone fans, there has been significant conversation about the prospects for a 2020 college sports season and the impact such a decision would have on the future of intercollegiate athletics. I feel it is imperative and timely to clarify the reasons why we are doing everything in our power to try and safely play college sports this fall." He goes on to say that some people have incorrectly framed the issue as safety versus revenue generation. Now, I think that's a good point. I don't know if you can draw the parallel between those two. Pollard continues, "The simple fact is that reality lies somewhere in the middle. As leaders, we remain committed to safety first." He talks about his outline. But he says, "The Iowa State athletics budget does not include any state or university funding and relies mainly on television revenues, private donations, and ticket sales. If those revenues decrease dramatically or are eliminated, we will have unfunded financial obligations." So that's the issue that I was, you know, it's, I don't know. And I can ask, again, I'll ask Commissioner Bowlesby this, but my thought would be that football will get through this. I mean, because football is the main moneymaker. You have to have football. But what can suffer if we don't have sports in the fall are the other programs. What happens to some of those other programs? If you have no football at all, you get nothing. If you have football with no fans, you're getting television. You're getting something. So I understand where conferences, universities, and athletic directors, they're trying to look at the big picture here. I mean, this is not a simple answer. And it's not greed. I mean, you're looking out for your student athletes. They've got a lot of kids that participate in Big 12 sports. I'll just keep it to this conference. And so I don't look at it as a greed thing. I'm looking at it as a way to, one, keep a lot of people employed, have activities for these student athletes. I mean, if you're looking at Big 12 schools that could be losing programs, what are smaller colleges and universities across the country? How are they going to be affected big time? You have coaches, training staff, administrative staff that could all be cut. You start knocking that stuff off at the knees if you don't have college sports. So it's not a greed thing. I truly believe athletic directors in universities, they're looking out for the best interest of their student athletes. And they're spending a lot of time and a lot of resources in making sure that their testing and their protocols and all of that is correct and accurate and safe. Because in my opinion, football's going to survive through this. But if you wipe out these sports for another year after losing basketball and baseball and softball, they provide a little bit. If there's nothing, that's going to hurt university. And athletic departments will have to cut. He went through some of the financials, and I printed it off. Let me just quickly go through here. So Iowa State, if we are unable to play sports this fall, the athletics department would incur approximately $40 million in unfunded expenses in the next 6 months. So that's just Iowa State, and you know that every other university in their athletics department feeling the pinch. Here's an interesting little piece of info for Iowa State. Freshman running back from last year, Breece Hall. I saw this on Twitter. Breece Hall, 207 touches, zero fumbles. That's impressive. He came on. Came out of nowhere. Stepped up, had a great year. He'll be featured next. He's making it look natural. So I go over to ticketsforless.com, and who is in their big banner right at the top of their website? Of course, it's Patrick Mahomes, the new half-billion-dollar player from Texas Tech. Tickets for Less is the place to go for all of your favorite events, and they're our official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Listen, we're going to get into stadiums at some point. Easy enough to remember. Ticketsforless.com. You'll get the best seats. I mean, when you go to NCAA, right up at the top, Kansas Jayhawks basketball, Iowa State basketball, K-State, Big 12 tournament. Go on the other side, K-State, Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma football, the Big 12 football championship game. Ticketsforless.com. You could also order. I'll give you the number, 913-685-3322. They also have their fansurance guarantee. Learn more about their 100% fansurance guarantee. Go to ticketsforless.com. I've got more next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com. Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suiter blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suiter blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today. Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
You can check out the show Big 12 this week on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 meet Natty Light Seltzer. Your new game day necessity, your new social distancing necessity. Drink it responsibly. All right, I talked about Breece Hall. Had a great year. 207 touches, that includes pass attempts, but he rushed 186 times, 897 yards, 9 touchdowns, and he set a Cyclone record last season.
Purdy brings Kohler in motion, and they jumped early. They hand off to Hall, and a touchdown, Breece Hall, and I believe Kansas State was offside.
Yes, they were.
On third down and a long yard, a handoff goes to Hall. Hesitation move, bounces it out to the right, and hustles for the goal line. Touchdown, Breece Hall.
Third down and goal just inside the one-yard line. Purdy out of the shotgun. Hall with him in the backfield. The tight ends move in tight. Third and goal from the one. Purdy gives to Hall. Dives over the top for the Cyclone touchdown. Breece Hall with a Walter Payton-esque leap over the top for the Cyclone touchdown. His eighth of the season. It sets a new Iowa State freshman record.
And like I said, he finished with nine. Breece Hall making it look natural. John Walters on the call. It's all presented to you by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. We're going to talk about our Madden 20 Summer Challenge later in the show. And my guest is up next, Commissioner Bob Bowlesby on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Download Big 12 This Week as a podcast on Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, Big12Sports.com. Subscribe to Big 12 This Week. Commissioner Bob Bowlsby is on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. Welcome back to the show, Commissioner.
Good to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
A few days ago, I think you were asked if the Big 12 was ready to announce a conference-only schedule for football, and at the time you said no. So is the approach to is it still to get in a 12-game season?
Well, we want to get as many football games in as we can, and frankly, as many other sport contests in as we can. And it's not me making those decisions, although I end up being the spokesperson, but we're relying on our scientists and doctors and others who are advising us, and we're really doing what they're telling us. And so far what they are telling us is that we should move forward slowly and that we should constantly reassess and reevaluate and be prepared to make small adjustments as we go. And that if we get to the point where it's inadvisable to do what we're doing, they'll let us know. But, you know, the fact is, whenever we have positive tests, there is lots of media coverage about it. But when somebody has five positive tests in their football program, they also have 115 kids that are not testing positive, that are there working out and preparing for the season. And so, you know, I think you have to be a little careful getting all caught up in the bad news of the day, and you have to be thoughtful about it. But more than anything else, you have to listen to the experts and make sure that you're doing what they're telling us. And that's what we're doing at this point in time.
That leads right into the next question I wanted to ask you, because it just seems to me, as I'm reading stuff from outsiders that are covering college football, whether it be fans, media, but there seems to be a growing concern or pessimism outside those athletic departments. And so I wanted to get your feeling as you talk to people at each of the Big 12 institutions. What's the thoughts inside? And then what do you think about what the season would look like right now?
Yeah, it can change. And all of this is really interesting from an intellectual standpoint, but it's also heartbreaking to know how many people are passionate about what they're doing. And the young people want to compete, the coaches want to coach, and the fans, of course, want to see the games. And so there's a lot of disruption, and I think that's going to be the nature of the year. And this virus is not going to go away anytime soon. We were hopeful that it might subside a bit over the summer, but that doesn't appear to have been the case. We work diligently towards the school year, and we're doing everything we're being asked to do. But you know, the fact is, we could find ourselves in a situation of broad infection on a campus or within an athletics department or within an individual team, and we have to be prepared to pivot. So we've looked at a lot of different scheduling models, but you know, putting a place a structure assumes that you can control some of the variables, and right now we're not controlling very many of those variables. The virus is, and so it's going to be with us. All of our experts tell us that we're going to have to learn to coexist with this virus, and that eventually we'll have a vaccine, and eventually we'll have mitigation procedures that we know are foolproof. And I think at that point we'll be getting back to whatever the new normal looks like. But until that time, I think we're going to have a bumpy road ahead of us. I think we're going to have some disruptions, and I think we're going to have to all collaborate to make sure we do the right things. My belief is, and I think the belief of our athletics directors and our presidents and chancellors, is that our doctors are right. It's too early to make this decision. We need to move ahead. Is it conceivable we would go to a conference-only schedule? Well, it's conceivable, certainly. It's one of the variables that is certainly feasible. But the reason to do that is that you can spread out your games. You can put more buys into the season. You can get time back as an ally. and you can have more time to recover if you have problems during the season. It also gives you opportunity to reschedule games on a more efficient basis. So the combination of maybe going to conference only and moving our championship game back a little bit, the only reason those make sense is that you get a better opportunity for scheduling and spacing. In the end, you're no more likely to have all 10 of your schools uninfected and ready to play on any given day than you would if you were playing non-conference opponents. So it's an inexact science, but there is science around it, and we're listening to those people who are experts in that area.
Commissioner Bob Bowlsby is joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 This Week. And you had mentioned the virus is controlling the variables. And the argument that I make, because I hear people say, just do what the Ivy League is doing and move football to spring. So let me give you my argument, and you can tell me if I'm correct, you know, half right, completely wrong. But I don't think it's would be wise for any conference right now to say move it to the spring, because we still have a month and a half before opening kick. And if there is a delay and you have to shuffle things around and cut the conference out, but to just come out and say, that's it, we're moving it to spring, you really limit yourself, because if there's a spike or something happens in the spring and you have to cancel the spring, then you look back and say, dang it, we had September and October, November, we could have gotten this in, but we made such a rash decision. Now we cut ourselves out of any type of revenue because now we have no football at all this year. That's the argument I've been making. Is that correct, yeah. Wrong? Try to explain that to people.
I have, there are a lot of components to that, obviously, but I have no argument with what you said. If we had any certainty that the spring would be better than the fall in terms of its safety and security and ability to get games in, you might consider that. But, you know, look what March, April, and May looked like this year. Our country was essentially shut down as a result of the virus. We closed up the NCAA basketball tournament in March. If we were going to start a football season in March, we would have to start preseason camp in late January, right during the heart of the virus and flu season. So, you know, I just think it makes the presumption that there's going to be some sort of magic that happens between now and next spring. And it may be that if we can't get a season in the fall, that we'll get forced into moving to the spring. But I think it's one of the things that we've modeled. It's certainly worthy of scenario planning, but I just don't know that we would go to it preemptively for all the reasons you noted. I think we'd want to go down the path of trying to try different models during the fall. And if we get interrupted, or if it turns out we can't start or we can't finish the season, certainly there is an opportunity to finish the football season, or maybe to play the whole season in the spring. It's not an unviable option. It's just not first choice, I don't believe.
Yeah. All right, let's change the subject here. A milestone year as the Big 12 Conference will celebrate its 25th anniversary. And obviously recognizing student athletes, coaches, and teams throughout the year. Just talk about the great past of the conference, because it's gone through a lot, going through a lot now. Talk about the great past and just kind of how you see the conference growing in the future.
Well, it's unfortunate, given all that we're dealing with right now, that it's in our silver anniversary year, because we had a lot of activities planned for campus and shared activities with all of our members. And frankly, we're just not very much in a celebratory mood right now. And then, of course, there are certain of the things that we had planned that are just not logistically feasible at this point. So we're like we are with a whole bunch of different things right now. We're sort of playing this by ear, and there are going to be some decisions we have to make. But you'll see some mentions of our 25th year and all of the achievements of the young people that have come through our program. It's been an action-packed 25 years. Obviously, we've had some challenges with composition of the league evolving and new members and departing members. And I'm happy to say that the 8 years that I've been around, we've been stable. And I think we have the best group of athletic directors that I've ever worked with right now in our league. And our presidents and chancellors are outstanding and really have shown a lot of leadership and a lot of vision. And so as we celebrate the 25th year, we've not only had a lot of competitive success, our institutions have done great things in leading their regions and leading at the national level. We've had lots of conference champions and individual athletes that have gone on to national championships and teams that have gone on to national championships. We have much to celebrate. We have two great TV partners in ESPN and Fox, and the Big 12 brand is proliferated in ways that are unprecedented. So there's a lot to be excited about, even in the midst of all the challenges.
And I've got to tell you, I've had fun the last couple of nights with the first ever Big 12 Madden Summer Challenge presented by Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Nearly 250 students from the 10 schools have signed up for this. What a great initiative, and the Big 12 kind of blazing a trail for students, and maybe some of the other conferences will catch on to this. It's been a lot of fun and a great response, too.
Yeah, well, it was the idea of our partners at Learfield Sports, and they wanted an opportunity to activate during the summer, and they brought this idea to us, and we thought it was a great idea. And you know, it's open to student athletes and non-student athletes as well. And so it's, you know, it's kind of fun during a time when there's not much going on. We all have the anticipation of football season, so this gives us a little bit of an interlude and provides a little bit of good competition too. And we really didn't have any idea how many people we would have involved in it or what kind of exposure and interest there would be. But it's been well received, and I think that it's the kind of thing that is easily scalable. So we'll look to see what it grows into in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's been fun. Commissioner Bob Bowlsby, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And maybe we can catch back up in August. We'll get an update and kind of see where we're at and hopefully getting closer to kickoff.
Well, it's always good to be on with you, Bill. Thanks for all you do for the conference, and we appreciate you and appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, thank you. Stay safe.
You too.
All right. We've got more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love
So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. We are in the middle of our Big 12 Madden Summer Challenge presented by Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. And we had three games the first night. The best one was Iowa State. Both teams took the Chiefs, both players. There was Jace Haycock and Jacob Abel. Jacob is with me right now. It was an exciting game. Came down to a failed two-point conversion try at the end, and the start was crazy.
Seen an opening kickoff safety before, are there?
Well, yeah, so here's what happened. These things go real fast. So the Baylor broadcast ends, and I sign off, and then there's a couple-minute break, and they say, okay, you guys are on, and there was nice graphics showing the campus of Iowa State, and we're talking over that, and we get through, we introduce you and your opponent, And then they talk to us. They say, okay, the game is starting. And all of a sudden, I don't know if there was a skip in the screen, but I think John noticed that John Walters, the voice of the Cyclones, he says, well, he goes, the score is 2-0. I'm like, what? I said, what happened? He goes, there was a safety. He goes, they're punting.
Did we miss it? How did we miss that?
Yeah, how did we miss? Yeah. So then on our screen, your names were flipped around. So, I can't even remember. So, the safety. So, you got the 2 points, right?
Right. I was kicking off.
Yeah.
Begin the game, and I kicked it just at that front pylon in the corner, and got his fullback to catch it on the run going backwards, and he ended up running into his own end zone and out of bounds.
That's what happened. Okay. Yeah. So, anyway, we think it's the other way around. The names are switched around on the screen, so we think you're losing 2-0. And that you're playing defense. So we're talking about, okay, yeah, it looks like ISU sticks is, he wants to do this, wants to do that. And then he punts. And then they say, hey, guys, we flipped it around. He's like, that was, yeah, I was like, so it was just confused. I was like, oh my gosh, this is a train wreck.
It's an interesting start to a game, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. So if I remember right, you had a 9-0 lead.
That's right.
And then you let your opponent come in, Jace Haycock, who is a grad assistant and helps out on the Iowa State football staff. And then
right.
He drives down late in the game and scores a touchdown, and then he goes for two. Is that how the game ended? I'm telling you, these things are such a blur to me.
That is how the game ended. And you know what? I'm 21 years old, and I think I was as close to a heart attack on that two-point conversion as I will probably be the rest of my life. So after the game, I had a big bowl of Cheerios just to get my heart health back up. But that's how it ended. It was a two-point conversion, and you know, props to him for going for it. Like I like to say when I play golf or Madden, it's the same philosophy. Layups are for basketball, not for football. So he didn't really have to do that. But in a game with, you know, you're playing against me where I like big plays, and he's kind of a more methodical offensive player. If you take that game to overtime, you run a risk of losing, you know, pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And I said, look, it's a video game. You go for two, you go for the gusto. The other thing, too, is the way that this tournament works is if you lose, there's 6 wild card spots. So the winners from the 10 schools advance, but then 6 of the losers advance, and it's based on the number of points you score. So what I kind of pointed out was, look, even if ISU sticks, he goes for two, if he wins, you're still in pretty good shape because you scored over 30 points. And if he loses, he's in that 30-point range. That's going to be hard to have 6 people score more than 30. So it was a pretty good gamble to take. You go for the glory, and then even if you lose, it's a pretty good chance he's going to get in as a wild card. So, yeah. So you mentioned it's pretty nerve-wracking. Yeah, just explain to our listeners what goes through the mind of a gamer as you're playing the game. Because you're up 9-0. How do you feel at that point?
Well, immediately I began the game really, really nervous before he even loaded in, because I was watching him pick his playbook, and I realized that he's picking the same defensive playbook as me, and his offensive playbook was a pretty popular competitive playbook, so I was really nervous going into the beginning of the game. And then I had a phenomenal 1-in-a-million start to the game and ended up scoring on the drive when I got that the punt return following that, and I felt really good after that, but I still knew he's a very good player. So still props to him. I probably should have lost the game at a few other points. We both caught a couple breaks, a fair amount of breaks, I'd say. And I chatted with him after the game. There were a couple plays where, you know, there's a couple connection issues where in a perfect world, we would have made plays on the football, you know, gotten an interception here and there and stuff like that. Just, I mean, and that goes without saying. I think you saw in the other games as well, a fair amount of missed short field goals. And that's pretty unorthodox. pretty uncommon with the quality of kickers we got.
Yeah, as good as you guys are, and nobody could kick field goals. They were, I mean, it's like bad shanks. It was like, what is going on? So then here's the other thing too, Jacob, is we talked to you before the game, and I had this line ready to go, and I just completely forgot about it, and you know where I'm going with this, but I was going to talk about what, and it was the perfect time when you came up with the stop on the two-point conversion to say that you came up with, just showed a lot of backbone on that defensive stop to win the game. Why don't you tell everyone why I would talk about you having a very strong backbone? Because you put this in as your fun facts. Yeah.
That's right. A fun fact about me, I have an extra vertebrae in my lower lumbar, my back. And I always like to joke, it adds a couple extra inches on my height, you know, making me 6'5". I don't know if that's true or not, but that is a fun fact about me.
Yeah, run with it. Yeah, the extra vertebrae. And then I blew it. And then what happened is we signed off on Iowa State and we're getting ready for Kansas. And I look down at my sheet. I'm going to move the Iowa State sheet and bring up my – and I look at it as like, I have an extra vertebrae. I'm like, I can't believe I missed it. It's like, that was the golden opportunity. I was like, wanted to tell him, I want to go back. So. All right, well, that's good. So you advance to Saturday here of the Madden Summer Challenge from the Big 12 presented by Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Do you just load up on maybe 2 bowls of Cheerios, or do you go to a different cereal? What's the plan of attack?
Well, you know what? I'm hoping I don't throw a wrench in the entire operation with 7 seconds left in the game on Saturday, so I don't think I'll be needing any more Cheerios.
That's great. Well, best of luck to Jacob Abel representing Iowa State this weekend. And, hey, listen, if you win, we'll have you back on the show next week. We'll talk about your championship run.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Bill.
This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
I'd like to thank my guest, Commissioner Bob Bowlsby. I'm Bill Pollack. Stay safe. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.